Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom.
So, and Tom, I'm hungry. I got a printer here.
Printer?
I think I'm just going to cook up a little bit of food.
You got a printer and you're planning to eat a piece of paper or something like that?
No, no, no. This printer actually can print food.
Really?
Is that weird?
The things they can do these days. I've heard of 3D printing out, prosthetic limbs and things like that, and handguns and all those fun things.
Yeah. But
now you're talking about printing out food. Now I've heard everything.
This is really a crazy idea. The first time I saw this, I thought, what? Now, I have to say, lately on American television programs, for example, there's one called Grey's Anatomy that they broadcast here.
Mm-hmm.
They actually used a 3D printer to create some sort of muscle, some sort of internal thing for a baby, and it worked.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Wow.
But food? Would I want to eat something from a printer?
Well, you know, a lot of food that we eat is processed in factories by machines and stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess to me, what the heck is the difference? People are probably going to think this is a really stupid thing. It's a crazy, disgusting idea. But once they get used to it, hey, we might be eating printed food every day. And who knows, we might be really healthy as a result if we do it right. But hey, let's stop our commenting on this and get down to the nitty-gritty here. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
"3D printing may seem like a modern invention, but it's actually been around since the 1980s. It is the process by which a printer creates 3D objects from a digital model by building up layers of materials. 3D printers have been getting cheaper and more popular since the start of the 21st century, and many consider them to be the next big advance in technology. They have been used to create tools, machine parts, and even cars, and now people are using them to make food. One machine that will soon be on the market is the Foodini, a food-making 3D printer manufactured by a Spanish company. It's about the size of a microwave oven. Users can make complicated dishes at the touch of a button. People must put the raw materials, pasta dough, cake frosting, chocolate, etc., into the machine and then select the dish they want to make. To help those who are clueless in the kitchen, food capsules containing all the ingredients will also be available. The printer will then churn out food that is not only delicious but also aesthetically pleasing. The technology allows people to get artistic with their appetizers and creative with their confectionery. What's more, food printing could help us explore the universe. NASA is developing a printer that can create food for astronauts on tedious deep space missions. The principal downside to 3D printed foods is the cost. At $1,300, the printers are currently too expensive for most people. However, as 3D printing continues to develop and become more affordable, it's possible that one day all kitchens will boast a food printer.
Okay, let's talk about printing your next meal. Printing, of course, is the process in which a machine puts some information on a piece of paper, printing out documents, for example. But now it has taken on a whole new meaning with 3D printing. It's not just printed articles or pieces of paper or documents.
Mm-mm.
It's 3D items. It could include all sorts of things, which we'll talk about here. But 3D printing may seem like a modern invention, but it's actually been around since the 1980s, which was, over 30 years ago. So, yeah, the idea has been around for quite some time, and they may have even made 3D printers back then. But they are now coming on the market. Now it's possible for regular folks, just like you and me.
Yep. Yeah.
The average Joe, the average Jane, to go out there and pick up a printer and make some 3D copies of something. And what is 3D printing, three-dimensional printing? Well, it is the process by which a printer creates 3D objects from a digital model by building up layers of materials. Of course, you need a digital model, some kind of computer commands. Digital oftentimes just means it has to do with a computer, but technically it's using zeros and ones to transfer things into information or to represent things in digits. And so, of course, we've got this digital model, maybe some kind of file or something, a command that you give the printer, and it does this printing by building up layers of materials.
That's right. A layer can be any sort of covering. It could cover a piece of material or another part that either lies over something or under something. For example, when it snows in cold places, there will be a layer of snow on the ground. The ground is one level, right? That layer of snow is on top of it. If you cook, you might have different layers of food in a dish that you're making. So it actually builds up layers of materials, one on top of another. It's kind of a crazy idea. We didn't say this, but we'll mention it briefly. 3D actually just stands for three-dimensional. So it looks like a real object in real life. It's not just a picture it's producing. It's producing something that can stand up and you can look at it from all sides. 3D printers have been getting cheaper and more popular since the start of the 21st century. So I didn't realize, Tom, that they had been around, or at least the technology had been around since the 1980s.
Yes, but of course a lot of technology has been around for a long time, and it's finally getting cheaper and more popular, so hey, you might be able to go to Guanghua Market and pick up a 3D printer for a real cheap price, maybe
cool.
maybe 4,000 or 5,000 NT dollars. Who knows? That's probably not going to happen soon.
Not for a while, because right now it's more like 45,000 NT dollars.
Which is affordable to a lot of people. Even I could afford that, although I'd have to borrow money from the bank and stuff like that. But in any case, a lot of people consider these printers to be the next big advance in technology. Mm-hmm. An advance is basically a forward movement, an improvement in something. So, yes, this is an improvement in technology. It's the next big advance. Advance can also be a verb. For example, the troops advanced in the war, but here it's being used as a noun, a big step forward.
That's right. They have been used to create tools, maybe like a hammer or a nail, something like that, machine parts. Tom mentioned, and I've seen it as well on the news, people have printed out guns, plastic guns that they can take and tear apart quite easily, and actually those metal detectors can't pick them up, which is scary. Mm. They've even managed to create cars, which is crazy. But the weirdest thing to me so far is that you can use them to make food to put in your body. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. I'm not sure I want to put that food into my body. Notice here we've got this phrase, consider them or consider something to be something. That just means you look at it in a specific way or you have that opinion about it. So many consider these printers to be the big next thing or advance in technology. Some people do. I think they're really going to be a big part of our lives in the future.
I agree.
Uh-huh.
And one machine that will soon be on the market is the Foodini, which is a food-making 3D printer manufactured by a Spanish company, which is kind of surprising. I would have thought something like this would have first come from Japan. They've always seemed to be coming up with these wacky ideas, or maybe even China. But in this case, it's from a Spanish company, and it's called the Foodini, which is kind of a play on the, you know, the old magician Houdini. You know,
uh-huh.
He was really magical, could do all sorts of stuff. And if you manufacture something, that means you create a lot of the same thing by using machinery, the manufacture of cars, for example, in Japan and Detroit.
That's right. Well, it's about the size of a microwave oven. Microwave ovens are often used to quickly cook food. Most people have microwave ovens in their home. Some people don't. I know someone who is afraid of the microwaves that the oven produces. So she got rid of hers, but they're awfully convenient if you want to heat something up very quickly or maybe cook a potato. Which
my mother-in-law never used it. She always steamed things.
Oh, okay.
Or boiled them. I guess it is possible
to live
without. Yeah, it is possible to live without a microwave. But we're not talking about the micro oven per se here.
It's
we're
about
just saying,
the size of it.
Yes,
we're comparing
the size.
It.
Yeah, you know how big a microwave oven, they're all pretty much the same size, like a really big shoebox, basically. And users can make complicated dishes at the touch of a button. No, these aren't simple dishes like just a sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. No, it's quite complicated, which, of course, means it has all sorts of different parts and elements and things all put together. It's very complicated, like a motorcycle engine is very complicated.
Or calculus is complicated to me. Well, what do they do? Well, all they seem to have to do is touch a button, and magically that complicated dish appears. Here's what has to happen, though, first. People must put the raw materials into the machine first. When you talk about raw materials, it's the basic materials that are used to create something. For example, if I want to make a chair, a raw material would be some wood. It doesn't look like anything when I first start, but then I use my hands and tools on that wood, and suddenly I'm creating a chair. The raw materials needed in some of these dishes could include pasta dough. Pasta dough is flour and water, sometimes eggs, that you can shape into different types of things like noodles or corkscrews or bow tie pasta. Spaghetti is pasta. You could also maybe put cake frosting into your little printer. Frosting is just that sweet covering that we put on top of cakes and cupcakes. It's pretty good. A lot of times it's chocolate. The next ingredient might be chocolate. You can put any of these raw materials into your printer and then select the dish they want to make. That's the order of how you would produce some of these dishes.
And, of course, lots of us are all thumbs when it comes to working in the kitchen.
It Which says means here, you're bad at something. If you're all thumbs, you're not very good at it.
Very good. And, of course, if you are someone who is clueless in the kitchen, well, there are food capsules available which contain all of those ingredients, all of those raw materials. Those capsules will also be available. And if you're clueless, that means you don't have a clue. You don't know anything about what you're doing. I'm okay in the kitchen, but, hey, maybe some of these capsules would be convenient. A capsule is just a kind of container that has things inside of it. It's usually kind of long and round, like cold capsules, for example. If you have a cold, you can take those. They're kind of like a cylindrical shape.
A lot of our medicine is placed in something called a capsule that will dissolve once you swallow it, and it goes into your stomach, and then the medicine comes out of the middle part. Well, these are little food capsules, and they contain or hold all the ingredients that you need. Now, an ingredient is something that is used to make something else. So if I'm going to make cookies, my ingredients might include flour, sugar, butter, a little bit of salt, you know, things like that, maybe some chocolate if I'm making chocolate chip cookies. So you contain, the capsules contain the ingredients needed. I'm thinking these capsules are bigger than the size of ones we would swallow that have medicine in them.
Yeah, they'd have to be.
Yeah, yeah, if you're going to have all those ingredients. They're going to make those capsules available to the customers who buy the printers. If something's available, it means you have access to it. It's not something that you can't buy. You can easily go to the store or wherever they're going to sell these and buy some capsules.
Okay, we'll buy some capsules in the future, but right now we're going to take a little bit of a break, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to be talking today a little bit more about printing your next meal. How you can buy one of these 3D printers that are now on the market. They're being produced by a Spanish company who's manufacturing them in Spain. And it's got a cute name. It's called the Foodini. So what happens is this magical 3D printer produces some pretty complicated dishes. You know, Tom was talking about how he was surprised that it was Spain who produced this first. But you know what? Spain is very popular now for food. A lot of people are going to Spain to eat their dishes because it's considered one of the best cuisines right now around the globe.
Wow, I bet the French don't like that.
No.
But in any case, yes, it is an invention from Spain called the Foodini, and you might want to check it out. You mix all those ingredients together, all the raw materials, and then the machine does the rest.
Voila!
And the printer will then churn out food that is not only delicious, but also aesthetically pleasing. Here we have the term churn out. Churn, as a verb, means you take things and kind of mix them together in a pot or a bowl or something like that. So here our author is turning this into a verb phrase, to churn out. You could also say to crank out, to manufacture or produce these things in large quantities. And yes, you'll get this dish after you put all the ingredients in, mm-hmm. and then you'll have something to savor, to enjoy, to eat, and talk about for years to come.
Now remember, if you don't know what raw materials or ingredients you need for a particular dish, especially if it's complicated, or you're not a very good cook, you're clueless in the kitchen, or as Tom said, you're all thumbs, you don't know what you're doing, you can actually purchase some capsules that already contain the ingredients needed for a particular dish. That makes it really, really convenient for people. I would appreciate that. Just to pick up a capsule and not have to go around a grocery store and find everything I need and then put it all together for this printer. You can buy these capsules, which will make it convenient, although I bet you have to pay more for those capsules. Usually you pay for convenience. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound too convenient to me. You still have to put those ingredients together and stuff like that.
No, so. They're in the capsule.
I'm getting the idea that you still have to sort of produce it or arrange it in a certain way. It sounds complicated to me.
Oh, I think the capsules already contain everything and you pop it into the printer.
Well, I hope it's that way,
yeah.
But I guess I don't see how that's possible without, putting something in there first, then something else later.
Mm.
But I could be wrong.
Who knows?
But in any case here, we've got the not only but also pattern in the sentence. The machine will churn out food that is not only delicious but also aesthetically pleasing. In other words, it will be both delicious and attractive. That's what aesthetically pleasing means.
Mm.
It is very nice to look at. So aesthetically has to do with aesthetics. Aesthetically has to do with aesthetics. Wow, that sentence has a lot of TH sound.
That's hard to say for us, too.
Aesthetically, okay, which has to do with the appearance of something. Basically, aesthetics is all about beauty, if something is attractive or not. And pleasing means, hey, it's nice to look at. So, yeah, again, it is delicious, but also really cool to see.
I wanted to mention that this verb phrase, churn out, is sometimes used in a negative way. If you produce something very quickly, but the quality is kind of low, sometimes we'll use that verb phrase to symbolize that something is being produced quickly, but it's not very good. Hopefully, this food that this printer is going to produce is good quality. You don't have to use churn out as a negative phrase. It can be positive. It can just mean you're producing something as part of a continuous process, you could say. Well, the technology allows people to get artistic with their appetizers and creative with their confectionery. Notice here that our writer is very clever. He's using artistic with appetizers, both start with A, and creative with confectionery, both start with C. It's kind of cute writing. Artistic means like an artist. And if you don't feel very much like an artist, this might be your chance to be a little bit more artsy. An appetizer is a small dish of food that we eat before the main meal. So maybe you're making an appetizer in your 3D printer. Or here he says you could get creative with your confectionery. Confectionery is sweet foods. It could be fudge, candy, cupcakes, ice cream, anything like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, as you said, it's kind of creative here, creative with your confectionery,
uh-huh.
So you can make all sorts of fun stuff to eat. And what's more, in addition, food printing could help us explore the universe. I wonder what that's all about. NASA is developing a printer that can create food for astronauts on tedious deep space missions. So if NASA does decide to send somebody to Mars, that's a long ways away. It takes about a year to get there. And so they're going to have food in that ship, and they're going to have some way to produce that food. So, hey, they might include such a printer on a spaceship that is headed to Mars or maybe to Jupiter or Saturn to land on Titan or something like that. But, yes, it can create food for those astronauts, which, of course, are people who live and work in space. And tedious, well, that just means things are very boring, but you have to do them over and over again. They're dull, they're tiresome, they're monotonous. It can be quite tedious, for example, to drive across the United States if you're driving from New York to Los Angeles. Gee, that might take you 4 days of constant driving.
Yeah, you should take a friend with you, lots of tunes. Have some great music with you. I've driven across the United States. It is a little tedious if you don't have good company. Lots of fun people with you. Here we're talking about the good things about this printer, but let's look at some things that aren't so good. The principal downside to 3D printed foods is the cost. When you talk about something being principal, this is an adjective that means the most important part, the chief part. A downside is a noun. It just means a part of something you don't like or you don't want. You could also use the words drawback. Well, one of the drawbacks or one of the disadvantages, the principal disadvantage is also a phrase I could use there instead. What is that drawback or downside? It's the cost. It's expensive.
Right. At $1,300, the printers are currently too expensive for most people. That's a pretty high price for a lot of people here, so that's the downside to it.
I have to say, the last time I bought a printer for my apartment, it's a scanner printer. What else can it do? I think it just scans and prints, but it has color. It's a pretty nice printer.
They still make those 3-in-1 printers?
Yeah, I only paid about, I think it was like $250 US.
Okay, yeah, 3-in-1 printer can...
I don't even think it was that expensive. I think I paid about 4,000 NT.
Yeah, those are pretty cheap, and they're very convenient.
Yeah.
I have one at home. It can scan, it can copy a document, just like a fax machine.
Sure.
And then, of course, it can print out computer documents.
But it doesn't make food, does it?
No. One thing I don't like about printers is that the ink always runs out way too fast, and then the replacement ink is really, really expensive. I think it's highway robbery. But in any case, yes, I don't really use the printing function of it so
really?
Much. I like to use the scanner.
I print a lot.
To turn things. I don't really print so much. I like to see things on a screen. But in any case here, we're talking about 3D printing here. And, yeah, I guess the initial cost of the printer is quite high. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you're going to have additional expenses with all the ingredients that you need to put into those things. But I think a lot of people will think that that is worth it. If you can be the first kid on your block with a 3D printer and tell everybody all the neat things that you're printing up and of the great digital model you downloaded from the internet and you printed it out, boy, you're going to wow them down at the office. They're going to think you're really something. So I think a lot of people are going to be very willing to fork out this money. It is petty cash. It is not expensive at all.
But remember, the 3D printer we're talking about today only produces food. This is actually a particular brand. It's called Foodini. I think if you wanted to buy a 3D printer that made things like cars and tools, you'd have to pay a lot more money because those things are more, they're bigger. If you've watched TV lately, I'm sure some of you are seeing these 3D printers that are producing tools and machine parts and even cars. But I still haven't seen anything on TV yet about these Foodini 3D printers. I'd like to see one. I'd like to see it demonstrated in front of me. That I bet we could go to YouTube and check this out.
I was going to say, you don't have to wait for it to show up on TV. Just go onto Google or YouTube and just write in Foodini, and you'll probably have tons and tons of videos to watch for hours on end. So anyway, the downside to this printer is they are currently, at the current moment in time, they're too expensive for most people. However, as 3D printing continues to develop and become more affordable, it's possible that one day all kitchens will boast a food printer. So yes, it is possible as the technology gets more common and they figure out ways to manufacture these things more cheaply, then the price will come down and then it will become more affordable. So affordable means that it's something that you can buy and you won't break the bank. It's relatively inexpensive, relatively cheap.
If you break the bank, it's a phrase we use to mean you spent all the money that you have, so you need to be careful not to spend everything all at once. You know, I look at this price, Tom, $1,300, and I think, that would buy a lot of bowls of noodles.
A lot of palm in with that, yeah.
So I'm not sure I'm going to rent out and buy one immediately. Now, if you say something, boast something else, this is a verb we use to talk about something that is quite impressive that you have. We could talk about Taiwan. I would say Taiwan boasts some of the best scenery on earth. It's quite beautiful here. Or, this is really true for me, Taiwan boasts some of the best food on earth. I think I have fallen deeply in love with Taiwanese dishes. I love the cuisine here. And because of that, Tom, I have gained weight since I came here from America.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to say anything bad about Taiwan's food, but a lot of the tasty dishes are available in night markets, and a lot of that stuff is very tasty, but very fattening as well. So
yeah.
It's interesting that you mentioned gaining weight, because I've had that problem as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the advice there is to not spend so much time in night markets. There are plenty of restaurants around with lots of healthy food available. So check those out. But
yeah.
Hey, if you're having trouble finding the kinds of food that you like to eat, you might want to consider getting one of these Fudinis, at $1,300 US. How much is that in NT? I'm not right.
About 45,000.
Sure. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like you could buy two new smartphones with that.
That's a plane ticket back home for me.
Yeah, but as we did mention, the price will come down in the future. So it'll become more affordable. And hey, I'd like to see the kinds of dishes that people will up with. Aji Shi will be on TV using one, producing some really great dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And some
or Maggie, Maggie, the cook on Taiwanese television.
Sure, sure. They'll be trying it out, and I can't wait to see delicacies that they're going to come up with. Okay, everybody, that's pretty much just about it for us right now, so that's all we have time for today. It's been a pleasure having you with us, and make sure you join us again next time. And hey, try to cook us something delicious with your new 3D food printer. From all of us here at English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.